Hello, y'all. We wanted to thank you for listening to our podcast. What's it called, Audrey?
Daddy Daughter Doodling.
That's right. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Hey, if you have any kind of suggestion or anything that we want that you want to hear us talk about, drop us a line and we'd love to talk about it. What are we going to talk about today, Audrey?
Painting.
Painting. What are we going to talk about with painting?
Just like tips and art supplies that you need.
Yep. So we will get right into painting right after this break.
Welcome to
Daddy
Daughter
Doodling.
Doodling, a podcast for young artists.
Okay, we're back. Thank you guys. We are talking about what today, Audrey?
Painting.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about painting. What kind of supplies, first off, do you have? As I don't know, would you consider yourself a beginner painter?
I guess, yeah.
Moderately advanced
Yeah.
in the medium realm. Okay, so tell people what you have for painting supplies and things like that.
Well, usually you should start with acrylics, and it depends on what kind of painting you're doing, but right now I just have acrylics and canvases, and then you can get different sizes of paintbrushes that are pretty cheap.
Yeah, what kind of paintbrushes do you have? Are they just regular ones?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool. What kind of things do you paint?
I mostly just paint like natural scenery.
So, give me an example. What kind of natural scenes do you paint? Because I had one that won a competition way back when I was in seventh grade. So, but what kind of pictures of natural scenes? Like, you're talking about city, you're talking about nature, trees. What are you talking about?
Pretty much all of that, like, and you saw the one that I did, but it was like a wave.
Yeah.
And I've done like a sky, and I'm working on one right now that's like a city kind of.
What do you think the hardest thing about starting painting and then the paintings that you do? What's the hardest thing?
I think learning how to like blend and just use the paintbrushes and trying to get smooth edges, I think is hard.
Kind of, so you are these acrylic paints that you're using?
Yes.
Okay, and how does that differ from watercolor? Because I'm sure you've painted with watercolor.
Yeah, watercolor is like, I think that watercolor is a little bit harder, in my opinion, because it's so like watery and it can like spread and run into other colors. And acrylic is more like it sticks to the paper. But I also think that sometimes blending acrylics is harder.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because I know watercolor, you can kind of just mesh them up off and then kind of put them on the paper. And sometimes it's a little unpredictable. It runs. How do you do acrylic like blending? What are your tips on that?
I would usually just like start, if I'm blending two or three colors, I would start with one and then I would put the other on top, and then I would keep going back and putting a little bit of the color on one side and a little bit of the color on the other side until it looks like a gradient.
Do you do like lighter color on top of darker color, or is there a method to that? Because I'm sure I was taught this way back when, but I don't really remember.
That kind of depends on what kind of colors you're using. So, I mean, I guess if you were doing like a lighter color, you might want to put.
Like dark eventually in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of roll it in. So you did a wave. picture. And as a matter of fact, I think we'll use that as the pick of this one, of our this podcast. So what do you think? What did you put that on? What kind of sorry.
Canvas.
Yeah, canvas. Did you do it on canvas?
Yeah, I put it on a canvas and it was like a smaller size canvas, but you can get bigger ones. And it wasn't just like a flat one because some of them are just almost just like cardstock, I guess, but like more thicker. This one had like almost like you could hang it up.
Right. Okay. Well, when we come back, I will tell you a little bit about my watercolor painting that I did. And we'll talk a little bit more about what paintings you have done.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll be back on.
Daddy daughter doodling.
Yeah. We got that right. Okay. Hang with us. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, did I ever tell you what I painted in one? Did I say that on the last podcast? I don't even remember.
Don't remember either.
So I did a watercolor painting, and when I think I was in 7th grade, maybe 8th grade, and I painted a mountain from a picture when my family and I went to Yellowstone. And everything just worked, and it was a great painting. I don't even know where it is now, but I won an award on it. So I'm an award-winning painter. So anyway, not really. That was just kind of a fun thing. So tell me more about what maybe things do you are you planning on painting next? What do you think?
I think just maybe things that are just like, I don't know.
Have you thought about painting, like you said, a lot of nature and stuff? Have you thought about painting? Because you do a lot of marker work with like humans and cartoons and stuff. Have you thought about painting that?
Like a person?
Yes, like a person.
I mean, I just think that painting people is kind of hard.
Yeah. Who's your, do you have like a painter that you think does a really good job of painting people?
Don't know, 'cause there are a lot of artists that do a really good job on painting.
We'll have another podcast on that later. Do you remember the painting that we got of Sherman that somebody painted and sent in?
Yeah.
It was from, do you remember what it was from? It was from one of the places we ordered online. Their food and stuff.
I think it was something like chewy.com or
Chewy, yeah, it
something.
was Chewy. They painted a picture of Sherman. They never did Winnie yet, which Winnie is sitting right here with us, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's sweet. So if somebody was going to start painting, what kind of things would you suggest that they paint first, like a color wheel, or do you think you can go right into a painting? Tell us a little bit about what you would suggest people to do.
I think I would first like swatch the colors and practice blending and practice shading before I actually got into a painting. But then I would probably just like, I don't know, sketch out an idea and then keep adding to it.
Do you sketch out an idea before you paint it?
Sometimes. And sometimes I just go with it.
Yeah. What do you like to do better? Or does it depend on the painting?
It kind of does depending on the painting. If I have a picture in front of me, I usually don't use like I don't sketch it out first. But if I'm just going off the top of my head, I probably will sketch it out first.
What is something that you would suggest people to paint first? Like, you like practice shading and stuff like that, but what is something simple that people can paint just off, like, to start with outside of just practicing shading and blending?
I think maybe like still life, something that's right in front of you. And I know this is something that a lot of people do, but like a fruit or something, like an apple is good to start on and start shading.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so where do you get your paints from?
Either Amazon or Target. And I just kind of pick the ones that I think look good and have good ratings.
Yeah, it's interesting. So to read the ratings, it's important to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about with painting?
I mean, I don't know what else there is to say.
Make sure you clean your brushes, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much for talking about painting today.
Yep.
Okay, well, we appreciate you guys listening to
Daddy daughter
Daughter Doodling.
doodling.
Until next time, enjoy your art.